From the KERA newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. The Arlington School District is trying to get more students to apply for college. We'll learn more about that effort in a few minutes. First, the 84th Texas Legislature is in session. The first item for the House was electing a speaker, and once again, it's Joe Strauss. The incumbent beat back a challenge from Scott Turner of Frisco, who's backed by the Tea Party. Turner supporters wanted more conservative leadership. The vote wasn't even close. 127 for Strauss, just 19 for Turner. Strauss told the House chamber he wants the debate to include every viewpoint.
This House belongs to no special interest, no single interest. It belongs to almost 27 million Texans, all of the people we represent. And their scorecard is the only one that matters.
Lieutenant Governor-elect Dan Patrick and Governor-elect Greg Abbott will be sworn in next Tuesday. This will be Strauss's fourth term as House Speaker. He sat down with Shelley Koffler of Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Before today's vote, he talked about his priorities for the new session.
I, Joe Strauss, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the duties.
In 2009, Representative Joe Strauss III became Speaker of the Texas House following a political coup of sorts. Lawmakers were complaining bitterly about the heavy-handed way in which Republican Tom Craddock presided over the chamber. So, a small group of dissident Republicans and nearly all the House Democrats quietly secured enough votes to replace Craddock with Strauss.
The Texas House of Representatives cannot conduct the people's business if it is divided. And this is why I became a candidate for Speaker.
The soft-spoken San Antonio native accepted the job, saying he wanted to change the tone.
We will create an atmosphere where everyone's voice can and should be heard, a place where we respect each other's points of view.
6 years later, Strauss says building a more bipartisan environment is one of his biggest accomplishments.
We've proven that when you reach out to other people and you are willing to work across party lines, that people will respond in a positive way.
However, the lifelong Republican is still a target of some vocal Tea Party activists who claim he just isn't conservative enough.
There is today, no doubt about it, a loud, very small minority of people who have an interest in seeing that Texas becomes more like Washington, D.C. But I think a huge majority of people are resistant to that. I'm resistant to it.
Strauss says the negative noise won't distract him from his priorities this session, which include greater investment in higher education.
I think more than just the dollar amount is getting back on a more productive, positive conversation regarding helping those with tuition needs and building up more than just University of Texas and Texas A&M in terms of their ability to become Tier 1 universities.
Some lawmakers want the legislature to reclaim the authority to set tuition rates because universities have raised tuition sharply since lawmakers gave them the right to set rates in 2003. Strauss doesn't seem to think re-regulation is a good idea.
I haven't been one to call for over-regulation in tuition. The legislature has not been able to keep up with the growth in our higher education in terms of funding. And I personally thought it was a little bit hypocritical to say, well, you must not raise tuition at the same time we aren't keeping up with any kind of significant increase in the funding.
Strauss questions whether another education proposal supported by Lieutenant Governor-elect Dan Patrick will get very far. Patrick wants to use public tax dollars to fund private school scholarships or vouchers for children in low-performing schools.
Well, the Texas House historically has not been the friendliest territory for a voucher approach.
Strauss supports tax relief, but says he hasn't gotten behind any specific plan. As state representatives file thousands of bills and jockey for positions on influential committees, Strauss says he'll remember the oath he's taken three times before.
And defend, preserve, protect, and defend.
And make sure all lawmakers, Democrats as well as Republicans, get a fair chance to be heard.
So help me God.
Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.
Now, we'll turn to an update on the future of Prime Prep Academy. The Texas Education Commissioner will appoint a board of managers to oversee leadership at the charter school. Commissioner Michael Williams said that Prime Prep's recent deterioration of the financial situation compelled his action. The school was initially founded in part by Dallas Cowboys star Deion Sanders. Prime Prep has been warned about its pending charter revocation for violating the state's child nutrition rules. The school has until Friday to request a review about the appointment of the managers. Its final charter revocation hearing is set for January 27th. In the Arlington School District, 20% of graduating seniors don't apply to college. For Hispanic graduates, it's 27%. Those startling numbers are why the district has been partnering with local universities to ensure more students move beyond high school. KERA's Stella Chavez reports on the latest effort with the University of North Texas.
As students streamed into the auditorium at Arlington High School, members of the UNT band blared their horns and played the drums as Scrappy the Eagle mascot bounced around. It was a pep rally of sorts aimed at enticing these students to attend the Denton University when they graduate.
We don't leave it to chance in Arlington Independent School District that you may or may not apply for college, or you may wait too long, or it may take too long to get accepted and things like that.
That's Arlington Superintendent Marcelo Cavazos. He's talking about the new Eagle Advantage program, which guarantees admission to UNT to Arlington ISD juniors who are in the top 20% of their class. Seniors who also rank in the top 20% will be grandfathered into the program, but just for this fall.
You do your work, you do your part, your commitment, and you get admitted to UNT.
The UNT Early Admission Program is similar to the one that Arlington ISD launched in 2013 with the University of Texas at Arlington. Cavazos says it's one thing to dream about going to college and getting a degree, but it's another thing to have a spot in a school. And that's key for a district like Arlington, where a significant number of top-performing students don't even apply to college.
Sometimes it has to do with that they're the first ones in their family that are thinking of going to college or obtaining a university degree. And so those pathways have not yet been set.
UNT President Neil Smotras says he wants to relieve students' anxiety. If students know there's a school that will accept them, then they can focus on other things like applying for financial aid and looking at career choices.
You know, you can't choose a job you've never heard of. And so one of the things that we can do is expose them to the broad array of majors that we have so they can make better choices and then graduate in a more timely fashion.
Each Arlington High School principal will be able to give one student a $1,000 scholarship that renews. Tiara Lewis, an 11th grader at Seguin High School, says early admission at UNT gives her a sense of security knowing she has a place to go. She has big plans for after college, too.
I see myself basically owning my own company, manufacturing businesses. I just see myself as a global empire. The farther I can go, the farther I can go, you know?
Arlington District officials say more than 1,400 students are eligible to enroll based on last semester's grades, and they hope that many, or close to it, take advantage of it. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
For the evening, it should be cloudy with low around 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 42. And tomorrow night, much of the same. Mostly cloudy, a low about 31. It's currently 39 degrees in Dallas, 38 in Fort Worth, 39 in Tyler, and 31 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.